So it starts off talking about what's chayvin tzitzis. You have to have a dalid kanfis in order to be chayvin tzitzis. If it's balas sholish, if you have three corners, it's not going to be chayiv. If it's four, it's going to be chayiv. What's the more? This is really a discussion tomorrow. Like the mother, I think tomorrow whether if you have more than five, four is going to be chayiv. And the psak of the mother is yishla ab v'chotach alch. But lachzim was the shnayim hari nasa balas hay. The second mechaber is that if you have a five-cornered bag, then it's going to come about a say, and it's going to be chayav. This is negeya, because when we discuss the hemshach, different types of begadim, and maybe these systems just round it off to make it extra corner, or blankets, or things like that. So the etzem, the opinion of the mechaber is that five is chayav. It's not really gaining so much by making it into five. Shur brings down the yesh poitrin, like, some hold about us five, like Patrick, and us about say Achila. The Maitza copy wearing a five-cornered bag, and Mishra brings down there those who patter it. Therefore, don't do like Achila. I'd say, you know, it's machlekes, but the Iker didn't cover with the scribe, and just the Achila one should not go ahead and do it. Now, what's called a corner? That's a very important say in terms of what's called corners. The Chaver brings down Sif. Tests. Have to be squared and they shouldn't be round. Now, Shaila is what's called round and what's called squared. So the Berlach is not really short. So, okay, the Kamek of Bisham Gulus, what's called round? Answer Alaymar de Mashu. Doesn't make sense to say just a Mashu is going to be enough. Tifto Shiva Begum, this is Leah, then Revua Begum, Revua Mizbeach. Revua of the Begum can't be more than Revua Mizbeach, which says Zvam Sam Viz. That has to be. I think Mark Chulun says, Pachas mitafech, Gzais is kosher. Doesn't say where it's going to be. Then he says, maybe we could be different. See, if it's something which is a humongous thing, it's very, very big, like Mizbeach. So if it's a little less than a tafech, it doesn't look so bad, and it doesn't, it looks like it's a chsarn in the Revua. Shingi, you know, it's a small baguette, and if it's a tafech, it's a lot. A tafech is a lot. And that's going to be a Revua, then that's going to be a problem. But Sarkim. Leaves us hanging. He's not sure what is the gather of considered a corner. Shteltsu, maybe the Gemara of Mizbeach, which under Tef is going to be a problem. He says maybe Yishchalik Nigadol to something which is very big and very small. And the Peskim, there's a Buchacher, Aishal Avram says even a Mashu. Mash has to be like 90 degree, otherwise it's going to be round. You know, by the Brisker Tzitzis, it's one of the Chumras, which Valis and others, you know, the Vevei Makvid, to make sure it's mamish, but yeah, I mean, if you check yours right now, put off a little bit off most of them, right?
Like,
huh?
A circle at the end.
Yeah.
We see mashu and mashu. It's not mamish. It's good. And the brisket sits, you know, the, I think Balas is only by, I think it's Balas sits. That's one of that buzz they get. That mamish should be like. Mamas Azoy, and you know that should be.
Then it wears out.
What?
Then it wears out.
Then
it comes around.
Oh, I don't know. No, but yeah, Berlach is not sure what the, you know, they get. This Buchach is even a Mashu is going to be a problem. The Chazan said it's totally in how it looks. Does it? The person look at it. The person looks at it squared, or you look at it as something which is round. If it looks square, you call it square. It's called square. If it looks round, then this is a lesson or a Chashuv and the Yavitz. Which say three etz place. If it's round at three etz place at the end, then that's considered round. And if it's not three etz place, then it's going to be considered squared. Which, this is a cool and a chumrah. You know, as we said, you want to know how machmer you have to be that it should be like that. Mm-hmm. But also, it's going to play out in terms of maybe a cool situations, these different shitas, because we're going to discuss in the Hamshach when we get to end this in a couple of minutes, get to the end of the simon, all different types of begadim, so the mashal. Maybe I have a sweater over here? No, you know, those sweaters we're going to discuss, right? Those zip-up sweaters, right? Stein, one, two, three, four. So I don't have it, right? Maybe I have a double-breasted suit over here? Oh, double-breasted suits, they're out of style. Do I have a double-breasted suit? I have a double-breasted suit, yeah. That's not double-breasted, single-breasted. Those also, okay, let's go, you know, discuss it soon, but, you know, in terms of what together of a corner or something, which, fine. So Mechaber and Siv Dal discusses Talos or Begin the Knefes Shal Ares Chayavis. If the Talos is Begin and the Knefes Ares and Chayavis, he shall over Knefes Shal Begin Patar. The Iker, you go Buster, is the Talos. We can't watch so much about the Knef. The Talos is Chayav is Chayav. If the Talos is Patar, even though the beggar that's come up is gonna be pater. So we discussed last week, what's the reason beggar shall aris pater? So the lashon levush is because the beggar shall aris something which you don't have to let it, just take it anywhere. You don't have to sit there weaving it in order to make it into a beggar. So based on that, broke out of machlekes, I tzvi and shemazam to say that. What's with the synthetic materials? So those, let's say you have a beged shel ar which you taka wove or needs to be woven. So the hard tzvi and shemazam would say, and if not, it's going to be chayiv. The chesaron was not woven. If you do an eifan, what's going to be? You're going to weave it. Then the chnam is yes, it's going to be chayiv. From which one then says it's not telling whether you do it or not. It's telling whether the cheftz of the darbin needs it or not. If it's a type of bag which does not need to be woven, even if I go and weave it, it's going to be potter. If it's a material which, yes, needs to be woven, then it's going to be chayv. And if you mean there's all those synthetic materials, which batsman, or Moish would say it's like a bag of shalar, and batsman, we don't need to make it into strings. Moshing Nahar Tzvi, and Shemazan would say, being Lamaisa, they break it down, they make it down into strings, and they weave it all together, therefore now it's going to be chayv. So say like Lamaisa, the Minog Olam is that machmirim b'zeh, but for kids, the kids let them like to wear the. No, what is the kid? What do kids have? Whatever it says. Whatever. But a lot of them have the more comfortable, you know, the like materials, and for you know children will make a lot. Others who are going to be machmir. Yeah. So, Chava discusses if you had three kanafis and afterwards made a fourth kanaf. He made tzitzis and he pasul because tassa minasez. This is a story that this is a comes from in mezuzah, sukkah, tzitzis, and you know, many other sugis and shas, the sugi of tassa minasez. So the sugi of tassa minasez is that you make something, b'shas you make it, it's made b'kashrus. If I made it b'kashrus and afterwards I add on something to make it okay, then that's not going to be, that's going to be pasul. For example, there's three kafas, I put on three tzitzis, then afterwards I make a fourth corner, and I put on the fourth corner. Being b'shas, when I put on the first three weren't chayiv, therefore it's tasev and asa, it was made b'paslis, and therefore it blives pasul. Are you familiar with this concept? That's what I'm saying? Fine. So this comes up in like sukkah, mezuzah. So one of the shas comes up, for example, I get the shas of year almost. A sukkah is not chayiv and mezuzah, right? Why? Well, it's not deir sarai, it's not deir skev, it's deir sarai. So some people, let's say you make your marpesa now into a sukkah. For sukkahs. It's not bad, the sukkah's not chayiv anymore. And mezuzah. Then afterwards I take it on with sukkah after sukkahs. Now it's yes chayiv and mezuzah. So is that a chesaron of tassel minasir or not? Because there was a point where it wasn't chayiv, and does that take away the chesaron of tassel minasir? It's going back. Yeah, so I was discussing. So I'm going to get that second. It's going back how many years ago? Maybe 15 years ago, so. On a Friday afternoon, I had a fire in my apartment, and I was a renter, but you know, basically burned down the. I think the story was that a fan got stuck and just overheated and made a fire. So now the shadow was, you know, the house was like burned down, full of like smoke and rubble and things like that. So now all the mezuzahs which are up, the shaila is, Yaakov, just gives to you. All the mezuzahs, you know, all the mezuzahs which are up, the shaila was is that now already it's not chayav mezuzah anymore. You say now he lost his chiyuv, and is that going to be a? Because now it's not a house; it's a burnt down house. It wasn't right here. I got back in. They had insurance. They made a killing off of it because you know they had insurance because of So they you know they got the shipped someone to the house and you know they did very well. The rent I already paid them already. So nice is that if you rent a house and it's misafa bais, you say mazal. You paid already mazal agar when you lose the money. So that was that. So everyone told me. Shas Meisah is after the Shamas, you have a fire, you're going to get bracha, you get shiras. It's after Shami Sugula. Meisah is a crazy story. Somebody's just like, I have no
words.
No. The Meisah is somebody like out of the blue heard about it, and she's like, give me $8,000. Okay. Anyhow. So where are we? Okay, so because it's basically just like this: that the sort of David Hasselman says that it's made by pasulus, then it's no good. Once it's made by kashrus, then it's even if after something zaydei makes it, and now it's not going to be chayv anymore. So then it's going to be considered that once it's made by kashrus, then it's considered that it's still going to be chayv. So therefore, what are the cases I mentioned?
This is
not the case. No. Oh, the Marpeset. Marpeset made the kashrus. Gets an apron, it's okay. Take it down. The person needs to be chayv. Now, the shayla by the fire is a little more longer than the shayla. It's like, so let's say I put up a thing, and then you destroy the whole house, and no house left. And then you like rebuild it. Like, I don't know if you'd say, you know, is it called that the original sea is still there? And I so much all clients upset. On the bottom. So it's doesn't get a sukkah. So you make your slack, and sometimes people have like overhangs or what those things called? Like, a slack on top of it, or you have those roofs. So if you make it a kasherist, then afterwards you put on top of it the slack, or you close the roof, or you open the roof. Once it's made a kasherist, it's not going to passel it. If you make it originally, it's going to be a passelist, then it's going to be brown. Therefore, a lot of people, they want to be machmir l'mashal. They're worried about the laundry on top of the sukkah, the chumras, I'm saying, or the laundry lines, or things like that. So what they do is, b'shas, when they're putting it up, they make sure there's no laundry there, it's baby kasherist. And then afterwards, not going to pass the asiya, and therefore, because he said David is only besides asiya is a problem, then it's not going to be a problem. Fine. Now, in terms of, I'm just going to tell them. The Mechaber discusses if you fold over talus, it's not going to patter it. Why is it going to patter it? Because meaning that's even to open up, therefore, that it's not going to patter it, because it's opened up, unless you mama sew it and just stop it. It's being opened up, therefore that's not going to patter it, still it's going to be chayv. Which, by the dal versus suit, so my son had a rabbi and he didn't wear dal versus suits. Why? Because if you go like that, see this is rounded, right? But on the dal versus suits, so if you go like that, it would be mama like a corner. So you take a cover time discussion with Tafram, don't kill the Katsum in the cover, so we can lift her.
No,
the doubles don't have that. Here you have six. The doubles only have one here, right? It's not like it's like one thing, and this is not. Yeah. So it's like this, but maybe it's a Sif Gimel then, if you go like that. So then it says, if you have a couple of kinds of kashrim, even kosher or tafram, it looks like kitzum, and it's still not going to patter. Why is it going to patter? Because it's not going to patter, because maybe going to. Therefore, right. So the chor of the yitzchalik tuva, because the ibsha is you had a corner, you just fold it off, of course, and you end up going like that. And this is the truth of begging, this is the way it's supposed to be. So the chor is not. Now, one of the chor is, he says, you know, undo it, therefore it doesn't patter it. But thinking, if this is the truth of begging, the chor is not
thinking. So why is it
Psuach Beruba?
Why is it not Psuach Beruba? This one, saying, well, where are the four kanfas?
One, two, three, four.
Pesuch Beruva is that it has to be where?
That what?
When does it?
Beruva Pesuch is Chayv. Beruva Pesuch.
Sorry.
Okay, let's move on to the end of the thing. It's discussing certain sisters begotten which are Chayv and which are going to have the sisters. So, kids, we wear on our talis sisters, that's where we put on the kanfas. So, couple places where you're coming. Yeah, customs. People wear like dressed as a kohen gadol, or certain customs that chayv and sitzes or not. It's like a frack, right? They could put on fracks, right? Is that gonna be chayv if you have two in front, two in the back? Sweaters. A lot of the sweaters have 1, 2, 3, 4. The question is that something which is going to be chayv? Another scenario would be people want all the scarves. Now these humongous scarves nowadays, right? Big humongous things. My question is, what's going to be doing with all these halachas? So Mechaber brings answer, you that it's never putter a filush arts as a mayor, rosh b'shachal and kavseim, gufan apish chaz a rosh rubai, putter, it's putter, kimit ikir, chaz is rosh, some rechon alay, so it's rosh. Have these hats? Since bikaron, a hat is meant to be excess roish, not meant to be excess of the body, even though maybe it goes on. Yes, covers the body, but therefore it's not going to be chayav because it's excess roish and not to cover the whole thing. Mishur Agar throws in, why do we get to all the talus? Not because ikanasa kisisa roish, it's hekesh, it's just a yin way, it's chafalamata. The reason why you have a Torah is not because the Iker is for Kisei Roish, it's because the Yonim Shem B'Lamata. The reason was a Makman on that. The reason why you have a Torah is not because that's the Iker, it's just Shem B'Machlef, the Ba'am Ritab. For a lot of people in Taos Katans, they have like also, sometimes you can't tell which is the front, which is the back. If you have it open, whatever neck, then you can tell. Or if you have those things in the front, you can tell. But if you just have those regular round ones, sometimes you can't tell what's the fun of what's the curve. And, you know, the chachila is supposed to keep the fun of and the curve, the curve. My story is always a macro, but my story, you know, there's...
They all have this white thing.
Only in the front and the back?
Only in the back,
not the front. No, I don't know which is the front of the bag, which is the back of the bag. You might just switch it around, talking about. So if
that's what the front and back means? It doesn't mean this? Doesn't mean like flipping it.
No, it means the front is more chashiv. Mizrach, Meirev, that's always so it's called. That's some rechel, they say. When by the Mishkan, maybe it was closer to the Kachi Kachim, but like over here, I mean, they say it's just like, you know, the front of the person, back person, you know, this time was Mike Bennett. The Mice Mishwa is like Swan Dobby Mike. So I got all these hats, and I have because it's Reish, and it says Rachman of like he say, Reish. So Sildur, which you put on the Sabin Machas and the Gearish. Shit, or Buka. I can say I'm over there as Mipata. Why is Mipata? So the Mishnah we're bringing down a whole, couple of different reasons. So the main reason why he likes is one reason he says Derech Halah and Derech Levisha. The other reason he says is because Ikar Vas Sudim Mulish Tamis and the Kamad Ram, these are a lot of things. Lach Vem, Oishim Avoid the Mas, Lachis Vem, Mesidayim, Lusar Mois, Lachim Paris, Lachim Zezea. And it was meant to be used for a lot of different things. And being that it's meant to use a lot of different things, so therefore, Mai said that's the reason why it's made potter. Fiza near, but Kremis dispatches the Mechadas last week, Mechita Godos Shal Amma, has no time, you don't have these reasons to use it for other things. He says the Kamal Yochayev. But he says, Mai, according to other reasons, mean Deretak Levisha or Son of the Covet, like Kanekor, Chayim, Hefshir Halkal, Yerushim Yasa Kanek Sagul. So it comes out, this is very important. It comes out by Sudder. He has three Ek reasons why he potter. One is Deretak Levisha, two is it's a Covet, not for cold and warm. Three is that you use it to do other things with it, and it's like a wallet. Hashem, if it's not going to be that, then it's going to be chayiv. The first like the relach, and nowadays where it's not like that, it should be chayiv. I have other reasons. Yerushalayim should be mach. So let's go now discuss, you know, cover the scenarios in terms of a scarf. So, but that klal till very recently, klal wasn't a shy, like a scarf wasn't going by, wasn't a share rishi ruba. They were tiny. Nowadays they have these humongous scarves and. They're really very, very, very big. The shadows was going to be the lock in that type of situation. So based on what the bear lock
is... Isn't it just long, not white?
What?
It's totally just
that
the small
board
is not white, or...
They're both... No, that's the Yerushim Ruba. It's length with them saying... So with that cloud, they're not. But now that is... I mean, last year or two, I think, if they came out... No, I don't think it's humongous. Last year or two... These things are humongous. Like, they're almost like those shawls the ladies wear. Like, oh, it's like big humongous scarves. And, you know, that's what it is. So come out... Belacha would like you. The other reason it's not normally Derech Levisha, it's only Derech Halah. The other reason, Karachim you don't have. The other reason, Derech Halah you don't have. Come out, Kipshutai. Come out, Shvichai. This is true of Masham, which says that, you know, the minig is not to do it. Why? I mean, basically, what do we have going for us, basically? We just have basically the Halah Sfarah, so, you know, there's this Halah and Derech Levisha. We also have the Hetter of the Ramah. The Ramah says, in Sifya Beis, that if it's not made Shtayim Lefam Shtayim Lecharav, then that's not going to be Chayv. This is very important to Ramah. The Ramah says, the only time you can Chayv in Sitzis, if Shtayim Lefam Shtayim Lecharav, it's not going to be Shtayim Lefam Shtayim Lecharav, it's like the Ramah, it's not going to be Chayv in Sitzis. Bir Halacha is not so, I suppose, not so crazy about this Teretz. You know, the Beis says there's a lot of different Terutzim, but there definitely is a Tzirif to ponder. It's like a Halacha Maisim with the scarf. Technically, Berlach would tell you Yerushalayim Shemachar. Technically. If it's Taka corner and it's... What do we have? Two from do we have? We have... One is... Shtayim Lefam Shtayim Lecharav. Two is the Svarav Derech Halah Levisha. And that seems to be yes to Minhag HaYalom. You know, maybe we could even start... I don't know if the Mamash cornered. We could say, you know, be like the Briskers. Say, actually, Mamash cornered. You know, Mamash cornered. Maybe that
else.
So we have Mistarif, Halal Levisha, Mistarif, Shtayim Lefam Shtayim Lecharav, they're Tzirufim.
Should
you put on tzitzis? They should not put on tzitzis on them. The question is, no, don't put tzitzis on them. The question is either don't wear it, around it or whatever. There's only when they're very, very big, right? If they're very big, could be sometimes, you know, this has to be mamish manga. The minhag is, you don't do things b'fahesia, which the minhag is not like that. Find out with that. In terms of
sweaters.
So sweaters, right. So the sweaters, again, the same issue. You have the ones which are like, sometimes you have 1, 2, 3, 4 on the sweaters. So there also, what do we have going for us? So we have, when it's like that, so it's really sasun, right? It's not chayv. You know, if you wear it zippered up, and then you're okay. When it's open, so the only things I have going for us is there, like a moshe sign, from down the curve, or there's something I have. And maybe it's like fetching, it's not mamish.
It's not la chayv.
What?
Because it's not la chayv.
Yeah, only that the other Rama, which, you know, not. Not so excited about it, right? I'm sure it sounds like not so happy with. I am Agvam, but I'm into Tam Locha. You came in Tam like a Moshe, like a Harbig, which is my Agvam. It's the time of the Ramah. He's like a Harbig. He says, "Which is my Agvam." Yes, Shmuel Yosef Gachas Gula. Shmuel Kaguponim Agula.
Shmuel Simchas brings it. Shmuel says that's the Egel Misha. The beginning of Simchas, which Shmuel says like those people that wear like this,
right?
It's not good because the Egel Misha is standing.
The tzura, there's two separate things. It's the tzura, how you're supposed to do the mitzvah, and then there's whether the beggar is b'chetz v'chayim or not. You know, the tzura, you're supposed to do the itov ishtayim from shtayim l'chayim. It doesn't mean that the sibas a beggar, the wedding chayim or potter. Anyway, he says the pugan is like, Harry's not, you know, not so excited about it. Yeah, yeah. He says, Yashmaim should be yes, eagle. So a lot of them are not so cornered. You know, they are a little bit more round, but yeah. Fine. Yeah, I mean, the gay of blankets, and Samir Chassi discusses it, whether you say blankets are chayiv or not. Sadin Api Sheshabem, I mean, we tell them tzitzis, it's just, you know, put on tzitzis. So one reason says it's a ksuslaila. So he says that ksuslaila is in the potter, he says that's only going to the rush. According to the Rambam, ksuslaila is chayiv yoyim. Looks like ksuslaila is chayiv or not. He says, maybe the Torah says, they have other swears only derech halal. He's chalking b'zeh. He also says, wants to make it a gula. So basically, the psalm basically is that if it's wool, maybe you should make it a gula. If you have animal materials, then Mishabur over there is Mishabur over there is make it. Fine, but again, frak, Mishabur says, you should be machmer. Frak, you have shtayim l'fanim, shtayim l'fanim. It's and therefore the fracks they have 1, 2, 3, 4 and Shu says the fracks and Rami, Yishmi Machmer and Yishmi Machmer to go ahead and either make it 5 or make it round, and the fracks technically should be high. Let's finish up over here. A little later over here, the chutin you have to do it. Tvi has to be l'shma. You have to do l'shma. So one of the most important things we buy in scissors is get it from the Yerush Shemayim, because l'shma is one of the things. You have to make sure the person says l'shma. L'shma is, let's say, Machshava alone is not good enough. Even the Yevit, Machalik Shoshana, when Machshava is not enough, you have to speak it out. Even the Yevit could be, it's a problem. And you have to speak out that you're doing it. Shame is it sits, and therefore having a Yerushalayim and doing it is one of the most important things to have. This is Ovi Kuach, whether machine is considered Lashma, is that enough? Do you need like a Sias Bnei Adam, Gizlin Tasalacha, or machine is going to be enough? I am machine matzus. Because Gadol, same thing over here. A nice, you know, noigim lahachmer to have it should be done hand, and it should be done tefia. It should be done tefia l'shma. The Rambam makes down. Nothing. Yes, you can be nizul l'shma. Some people machmer. Be nizul l'shma. Minig l'akol. Be nipitz. The minig is to be mikol with nipitz. Why tasuk is tefia ilach? Therefore, the minig is to be mikol. Rama says. Yeshlech Miram, yeah. The Mishra makes that from the Maral, Miprag. Lechli Yeshlech Miram, the Nabis Lashma, the Chinapur Hasgar of the Shochan, Lechli Yeshimach, the Gav Nibis Lashma. So Nibis Lashma is something which, you know, different places, you know, Shema Zalmat and Lech Shlema, that you only need puts in the Mekla Sos and Yemeko. Even Yachus of Yenus, type of Chazanish, wanted to be Machim, right? Don't even want to be Mepharsim, it. I mean, my son, meaning it's Yemeko. I don't even want to go to be Machim, or Shishtomach Alchav, that brings down my son, Kaya Machim, so I'm all. Most of the Mishra says Mahar Pag Machmer, Akshon Bizan Nach Machmer. So, you know, definitely is Mokim to be Machmer. It is a little bit expensive. I think it's actually 63 shekel, like that. You know, they are on the expensive size. You know me personally? I personally get for myself, my kids. You know, I just want to get this story, so get me just smuggle me too. Like, whatever, you know. So then when I got them, I was like, then everything's okay. So, you know. I mean, you're learning the Mishnah Berurah, now you're seeing the Paiskin, so maybe you're feeling, you know, I'm just taking off from it, whatever you see. You know. Now, it definitely is Mokim Lach. Anyone know, can be starved. He puts ID machine, yes. So, Chumra, you know, definitely not going to do a starved machine. Okay, I guess we'll stop here.